You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Thursday, August 7th. Right now, the U.S. has Afia Siddiqa, a 36-year-old Pakistani mother of three, in custody in New York City on charges of attempting to murder U.S. soldiers and FBI agents in Afghanistan. Siddiqi is accused also of having links to top al-Qaeda leaders. A far cry, say those who knew her, as a studious woman who went to Brandeis University and got a PhD in neurocognitive studies at MIT, married an anesthesiologist, and made her home in Boston. Joining us now is Imam Abdullah Farouk of the Mosque for the Praising of Allah in Boston, where Siddiqi once worshipped. Good morning and welcome, Imam.
Good morning and welcome to you, I guess.
Describe the woman that you say you knew 10 years ago in Boston.
Well, she's, I hope, still a physically slight, very beautiful, intelligent, and caring young lady. I don't know what her condition is now. Particularly intelligent and particularly concerned, not just for herself, but for others. And I don't just mean Muslims, but people in general. So that was the type of attitude and disposition that she expressed to us in our community.
Do you recall the first time that you met her?
I remember meeting her, not personally, but seeing her on campus at lectures, Islamic lectures at MIT and at other universities, BU and the like. You know, usually she was invited to speak because she was small but very, you know, very voicey about the lack of responsibilities that Muslim men had in taking care of their responsibilities as men. So she was very, she was a feisty young lady, but she wasn't. She wasn't very belligerent.
And you say that she was very involved in a lot of charity work. Can you tell us about that?
Well, not so much charity work. She was involved in charity work. She would give out food and the things like that with the Muslim student associations and the like. But she also was one who would I would see at running tables with Islamic literature and the like at certain Islamic functions when speakers would come in town.
Imam, was she political at all? And is there anything about the way she behaved when you knew her that would make plausible the charges that motivated the government to hold her here in New York?
No, I mean, she wasn't political. I mean, she wasn't, when you say political, I mean, she wasn't talking about political matters when she spoke about advising Muslim men to be responsible and taking care of their families and to, you know, to act like men. And encouraging men to act like men is not very political.
So would you would describe her as an observant religious woman who was dedicated to her studies?
Both academically, I didn't know her very well. I just knew that she was in, I think, MIT at the time. She also gave classes, you know, on Islamic studies to other women. I don't know the women who were, you know, participating in her classes, but I do know that people were very satisfied because she was very well educated, both Islamically.
Well, what's your reaction to these charges? I mean, you sound a little skeptical, and which is fine. But what's your reaction?
My reaction is, I don't know what kind of I don't know. I'm not familiar with the stories at all. What you just said, something about her trying to murder FBI agents in Pakistan, you said?
In Afghanistan.
Afghanistan. I don't know what she was doing in Afghanistan, and I don't know how she'd be involved in trying to murder FBI agents. I don't know. I have no idea about that at all.
Did the FBI contact and interview you about her?
Well, I don't recall that. No, I don't.
And was there a reaction in the community by other people who knew her?
Some time ago, yes, her name was in the newspaper. And people knew her as being a mother and being a wife and being a student. I mean, these are not things that are commensurate with the type of, disposition and character that we knew her.
So it sounds like people in the community are saying, these charges are mystifying, that they don't really believe, perhaps, that she could be involved in something like this.
Well, given the climate of the way things that we find what's going on, the waterboarding, I don't know what the American government is doing with people. I hear some very harrowing accounts of what they do to people in Abu Ghraib, or what they're doing in down in Guantanamo. And I don't know what she's doing in Afghanistan, but who knows? I mean, I'm not one to weigh our government. The newspapers and journals and television and radio are covering a great deal of things about mistreatment of people. So the government, I think, has a little to fear from a little girl about 5'1" and about 90 pounds.
Imam Abdullah Farouk, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Imam Abdullah Farouk is from the Mosque for the Praising of Allah in Boston.
Expressing a certain amount of skepticism, I think it's fair to say.